right, well, good morning, everybody. I see some folks coming in the back. That's good. One of the blessings of gathering for worship is actually getting to see one another and greet one another. And I realized last week I could have told you some of the people that joined and actually gave greetings, like Jess Doster said, say hello to everybody and I love you, or something like that. Meredith had joined as well, but Deborah McCarley said something to that effect, also just saying hello to everybody. For those of you who are listening online, there were about 25 people here last week that would have said hello to you if they could have. I maybe could have turned the camera around, but that would have been dizzying and perhaps awkward. But the Rothers, the Wheelers, the Woods, West, Rod and Josh, Susie, Scott, Jimmy and Vanessa, Joe Branham, Richmond's, and then online, for those of you who are here, there are the Shannons, the Dorseys, Dosters, Montgomery's, Deb McCarley, David Gaskey, the Glens, the Lews, James and Kim Lashley, the Bickishes, and then some listen to CDs later or watch later, like Ralph Gregory watched later. Jane's sister Marilyn, I think, watched as well. We passed out CDs to a few, like the Gwynns and Carolyn and Rose Reed. And according to the website, about 80 people watched total at some time or another. Now, you know, two or three of those could have been my phone and my laptop and my other computer or something like that. But, you know, so I don't know the exact numbers. But we can certainly pray that the Lord's gospel is going out through not only our church, but all the churches that are live streaming services. Again, to kind of extend greetings this morning, Matt Richmond says hello from beautiful sunny Fort Lawn. Christy Wade joined, Meredith joins, Joe Branham, Alex Dorsey, Clay Shannon, which probably means the whole Shannon family, Laura Dye down in Winsboro, the Glens. Jane says, can others hear? I cannot. Matt says, I can, but now the feed has frozen. Laura says, it's glitchy. I bet there's a lot of churches online right now. Maybe I'll open that door and maybe that'll help the signal get through, or somebody could open that. Deb McCarley's on, the Lews are on. Hopefully the sound is getting better, or will smooth out. I don't know what to do to fix that. Anybody who has a phone that's online, don't put it online. How about that? That might help. If you're here in the congregation, let's save the bandwidth, so to speak, and make that better, hopefully. So, all right. Let's see. So again, like I said earlier, about 25 here and probably 20, 25 watching online as well. So about our normal congregation, most people got involved in some way or another. Matt Richmond did Sunday school this morning on YouTube Live. On WebEx, we had prayer meeting on Wednesday night, and we plan to do that again this coming Wednesday. Lord willing, by next week, maybe we'll have something together for Sunday afternoon Bible study, Sunday evening Bible study. I don't have that for today, but I'd encourage you to watch some of the other churches' services. Like I believe Zion is doing one, if not live stream. It'll be on their website. Hopewell PCA in Rock Hill is doing one. A friend of mine in Lancaster, Kyle Sims, Lancaster ARP is doing one. And maybe ARP in Chester is as well. I've got to check about that. But, you know, again, there's opportunity to worship the Lord. Ligonier also has a lot of teaching that's free. You can watch those videos online. Just encourage us to, as much as we can, hear teaching of the Lord's Word and call people to pray with them and encourage them. And especially our shut-ins who aren't supposed to go out right now can get kind of lonely for them, I'm sure. All right, without further ado, let's go ahead and begin our worship service, preparing our hearts for worship, reading from Psalm 121. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do ask for your blessing. You are the one who does not slumber or sleep. You are the one who none of these events of the past few weeks have caught by surprise. Indeed, you are sovereign over them. We ask, Father, that you would equip us to live righteously and in a holy manner in this age. Lord, you have certainly equipped your church by your holy word revealed to us in the scriptures, and you've strengthened us to obey those scriptures by your Holy Spirit who dwells within. So help us, Lord, to be a good and living witness for the power of the gospel, for the power of Christ. We ask as we come before you for worship now, both the few of us who are here in this congregation as well as those in their own homes, we ask, Father, that you would bless us to come before the throne of grace. We ask also in the words that Jesus taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. One other note as we prepare to sing our hymn. Got a few Rothers here this morning. Got David here. Got Jamie and Laura. We're glad you're joining us. Scott in the back, just because y'all can't look around and see who's here. So, privileged to go before the Lord in song. We're going to be singing Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, number 575, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.